ag, tractor, and combine sales for November of 2018 because they were a little bit surprising as we take a look at those numbers.
We continue to be pleasantly surprised with some of the numbers of tractor and combine sales in North America. They continue to hold strong. In fact, year over year, we're up on pretty much all categories, but with some really bright high points. Specifically, under 40 horsepower have been very strong in 2018 so far. Four-wheel drive tractors have been quite strong for all of 2018, and self-propelled combines have been year over year pretty strong for 2018.
When we take a look at these numbers, specifically as it relates to the ag economy, is that where the most surprises that we're still seeing this increase, not only year over year, but month to month, with the what could be classified as a struggling ag economy?
We are surprised, pleasantly surprised by the positive numbers in spite of the fact that the ag economy does appear to be, you know, certainly soft. Certainly that's what the headlines indicate, and certainly that's what the commodity prices indicate. What our members are telling us is that we continue to be in a replacement market. And so, there were so many pieces of equipment that were bought 5 and 7 years ago when commodity prices were particularly high. And it's just taken a while for those to work their way through the system. And so now what we're finding is that some of those deferred purchases for the last couple of years are finally getting to a point where a farmer needs to reinvest in their equipment just a little bit. So that seems to be the primary driver. I think the other driver that's out there is just sort of, there are some deals to be had. It seems as if, manufacturers have been pretty aggressive, as dealers have been pretty aggressive in trying to get some machines out the door in preparation for what could be, a future downturn with the commodity prices and trade uncertainty.
I was just going to ask about the trade issues. As those remain a fairly large concern, I think about China, I think about some other large customers of U.S. agricultural goods. How does that play into, is it more pressure on prices, or is it more uncertainties, or is it all kind of a balance together that maybe makes it a little uneasy looking ahead to 2019?
Well, as we talk about trade, I mean, trade kind of goes into the bigger category of demand in general. And, it's hard to talk about trade, and certainly on soybeans, we're talking about trade with China, which is a big factor. But we also need to include in there, just demand for commodity crops in general. So if we look at, E15, the possibility for E15, that also increases demand for corn. But certainly trade is a very big concern for our members' customers as they're trying to talk to farmers. And just that uncertainty of where that grain's going to go to, knowing full well that so much of the grain that's grown in certainly in the Midwest is produced in food, and a whole lot of it is exported.
Are there some bright spots that could even help maybe to boost equipment sales moving ahead?
Well, we're optimistic that all indications that we're going to have year-round E15 sales within the next couple of months. AEM's been pretty active working with our members to kind of make sure that in fact does happen. That represents a sizable chunk of potential additional corn market. So that's a pretty exciting bright spot. The other bright spot is just the rumors of China getting back into the market and getting serious about paying attention to the ag market again. But I'll tell you, that's a bit of a wild card because you really never know from one day to the next. But nothing would be better than to have China come back into the market and buy a bunch of soybeans.